Hello?
Hello, Jughead, this is Archie. Come over right away. It's a matter of life and death.
Oh, relax, Archie. Relax.
Yes, here he is again. The millions of readers of Archie Comics Magazine know and love so well, Archie Andrews and all his gang. Now for our weekly visit to Riverdale. It's Saturday morning as we look in on the Andrews home, and at the moment, all is peaceful and quiet. We find Mrs. Andrews working in the living room.
Whenever we kiss, I worry and wonder. Oh, now I wonder who that can be. Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Andrews. This is Veronica.
Oh, hello, dear. How are you?
Fine, thanks, Mrs. Andrews. Is Archie home?
Well, yes, dear, he's in his room. I'll call him.
Thank you.
Archie?
You calling me, Mom?
Yes, Archie, I am. Telephone.
Telephone? For me, Mom?
Yes, it's Veronica.
She would help me right there, Mom.
Oh, dear. Archie, you hurt yourself?
No, Mom, but I didn't improve anything either.
Well, why aren't you more careful coming down those steps?
Geez, Mom, I was in such a hurry to talk to Veronica, I tripped, that's all.
Well, next time, watch where you're going.
Okay, Mom, I will. Hello, Veronica.
Hello, Archie. Hello, Archie King. That was nice to hear your voice, Archie. Dear. But, Archie, the reason I called...
Yes, Veronica?
I'm just going to get boots.
Boots? What for?
Well, I thought we'd go riding this afternoon.
Riding?
Uh-huh. It's a wonderful day for it. I could use the fresh air and sunshine. Would you like to come along?
Well... Gee whiz, Veronica, I don't know what to say. I...
If you don't want to go, I can ask Reggie Mack.
Oh, don't do that, Veronica. I'll go riding with you. Sure, I'll go with you.
All right. Suppose I call for you about an hour or so.
Okay, Veronica. Oh, that'll be fine.
All right. Bye now, Archie.
Goodbye now, Veronica. What a girl that Veronica is. What a wonderful, wonderful
Archie,
girl.
Can you answer that, please?
Yes, Mom, I get it. Oh, what a girl. So sweet. So beautiful.
Hello.
So hello.
Oh, gee, with Jughead. Who'd you expect? A man from outer space?
Jughead, I did not expect a man from outer space or you either. What are you doing over here anyway?
Oh, I didn't have anything to do, so I came over to see what you're doing.
Well, as a matter of fact, Jughead, I'm going riding.
Riding? On a horse?
I'm not riding a kangaroo, Jug. Yes, Veronica and I are going for a gallop today, Jughead.
And since when do you know how to ride?
Oh, ever since I was just a little... Jughead, did you say, do I know how to ride?
That's what I said.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I'm not thinking of it, Jughead. I don't know how to ride.
That's what I thought.
Well, I never thought of it. Jughead, how am I going to take Veronica riding when I don't know one end of a horse from the other?
Oh, I can tell you that.
Oh, good. Jughead, don't be funny. I promised Veronica I'd take a riding today. Before I ever realized, I'll look like a darn fool on a horse.
What's the horse got to do with it?
Look, Jeff, for the last time, quit trying to be clever. I'm in trouble.
Well, get out of trouble. Go take a lesson.
Take a lesson?
Sure. Get down to the riding academy and take a quick riding lesson.
Sure, kid, you know something? For once in your life, you actually said something that makes some sense. I could take a lesson for an hour and at least learn what it feels like to sit in the saddle and hold the reins.
Sure.
Jughead, we'll do it.
Sure, we'll get down. We'll do it. Hey, now, wait a minute. How did I get into this?
Oh, Jughead, you got to go with me.
But I can't.
Yeah, you've just got to. I'll even pay for your horse.
Where are you going to get all that money?
From my father. Somehow.
But, Archie, I don't know.
No buts about it, Jug. You've got to go with me. Mom? Oh, Mom?
Yes, Archie?
Where's Dad?
At the doctor's.
The doctor's?
Yes, dear. He wasn't feeling well, so we went down for a checkup. But he should be back any minute.
Oh, okay, Mom. Well, Jug, I guess we'll just have to wait for my father. But while we're waiting, I want to go up and put on my dungarees. These slacks are too good for horseback riding. Come on up.
Okay, but remember, if you don't get the money for my horse, I'm not going.
Yes, Jug, I remember.
Hello, dear, it's me.
Oh, I'm glad you're home, dear. What'd the doctor say?
Oh, Mary, I don't know why I go to that fool doctor. He's no help at all.
Well, what'd he say?
He said my blood pressure's too high.
Well, I've been telling you that for months.
He said it was caused by nerves.
Well, I've been telling you that for months.
He said I gotta relax and take it easy once in a while.
Well, I've been telling you that for months.
Well, all right, if you knew all this, why did I have to pay good money to a doctor when you could have told me the same thing for nothing?
Now, Fred, you see, there you go, getting all excited over nothing.
Mary, I'm not excited, and it's not over nothing.
Fred, it is over nothing. And if the doctor said your blood pressure is too high and you've got to relax, then you've got to relax. And relaxing doesn't mean getting upset over every little thing people say to you. It means taking things easy and starting right now.
Oh, me. All right, Mary. I'll do what the doctor said. I'm too tired to argue with both of you.
All right. Then you go sit down in your armchair right now and relax for a few hours. Now, have a cup of tea.
All right. I'll try it.
Good. Now, you get comfortable, and I'll go make the tea.
Yes, dear. Relax, she says. Hi.
Here we are. Hi, Dad.
Oh, fine. Hello, Archie. Hello, Jughead.
Hello, Mr. Andrews. Dad, should I have $5?
Yes, Archie, you may have. $5? $5? Young man, what in tarnation do you need $5 for?
What's the matter?
$5 is the matter. That's what. Archie,
now, Dad, you're not supposed to be so excited.
Mary, I'm not excited. I simply want to know what on earth the boy wants $5 for.
But, Fred, what's the difference?
$5 is the difference. You think $5 grow on trees?
Fred, do you think your health grows on trees?
But five...
The doctor told you not to get excited.
But five...
Now, if Archie needs $5, give him the $5 and forget about
but
it.
But five...
Why get yourself all excited over nothing?
But five...
Fred, no buts about it. Give the boy his $5 and sit down in that chair and relax.
But I... Oh, me, what's the use? I'm outnumbered. Here, Archie, here's $5.
Oh, boy, thanks, Dad. Thanks a million. Thanks a billion. Thanks
now,
a million.
Archie, never mind all the thanks. Your father needs peace and quiet, so you and Jughead just run along wherever you're going.
She was okay, Mom. Come on, Jug. Oh, boy, we got the money. Now we can...
There, Fred. You see? The boy is happy. He's gone, and you can relax. Now, isn't that worth $5?
Yes, Mary. Oh, yes, it sure is. In fact, that's such an excellent system that hereafter, every time Archie wants money, I'll give it to him, and in no time at all, we'll be in the poorhouse, and I'll have nothing but peace and quiet.
Well, here we are, Jack. The Riverdale Riding Academy.
Yeah, and I can think of a lot of places I'd rather be.
Never mind, Jughead. We're here to learn how to ride, and that's what we're going to do. Oh, boy, just look at the swell horses.
Yeah, but why aren't they in cages or something? They look dangerous.
Jug, don't be silly. There's nothing dangerous about a horse. They just... Oh, look, here comes the guy in charge.
Hi, fellas, can I help you?
Yes, sir. We'd like to rent some horses.
Well, you come to the right place. That's all we got here, horses. $2 an hour.
Oh, that's fine. We'll take two.
Now, don't get extravagant, Archie. I don't mind walking.
Jug, don't get cold feet now. Two horses, please, mister.
Okay. I take it you're beginners?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Give us a nice, quiet horse.
Okay. You can take this here brown mare here.
Oh, that's swell. She's a fine-looking horse.
And you can have this here black gelding.
Don't you have a little smaller horse? That one's so big, especially around the teeth.
Sonny, our horses do not bite. But if you want, I'll give you another one. How about this here brown one?
Well, I...
This is the gentlest horse in the stable, sweet as a baby. And there's just one thing you'll have to watch out for.
I knew there was a catch.
Oh, no. No catch. The only thing to remember is, if you take this horse, don't pet her.
Pet her? I want to ride her and not hold her on my lap.
Yeah, I know. But don't let nobody rub her face or pet her nose. She can't stand it. It makes her rear.
Makes her what?
Rear, shy away, stand up on her hind legs. But only if you try to pet her.
Mister, I won't even smile at her.
And she'll be the quietest horse you ever sat on.
Okay, that's fine, mister. Here's your money.
Thank you. Have a good ride.
Oh, we will.
Well, Jughead, we're all set. Let's get on and we'll... Jug, what are you looking for?
A step ladder.
Step ladder?
So, kid, you don't use a stepladder to get on a horse.
Then how do you get up there? Pole vault?
Jughead, no. You put one foot in the stirrup right here, and then you just hop right up and into the saddle.
Oh, all right. I got my foot in the stirrup.
Okay, now just hop up.
What if the horse isn't there when I land?
Jughead, I'm holding the reins. He can't move. Now go on, jump hard.
Well, okay. I must have jumped too hard.
Yes, Jughead, you certainly did. You jumped clear over the horse. Now, look, try it again and just don't jump so hard.
Nothing doing. I'm not trying that again. If our horse wants me to ride him, he'll have to kneel down.
Jughead, look. Look, here's a chair. Stand on that and climb onto the horse if you're so afraid to mount him.
Okay.
Come on, now climb up. We haven't got all day.
I am. Hold him still now.
I am. Go ahead, get in the saddle.
All right. There. Come on. Hey, look. They gave me a horse without a head.
Jughead, you're on backwards.
Oh. I thought the tail looked funny up there. I'll have to turn around. Right. Hey, that looks better.
Yeah, okay. Now I'll get on my horse. Just put my foot in the stirrup like this. And I get up in the saddle. Here we are. Well. No sense sitting in the stable all day, Jug. Let's go.
Yeah. But how?
Kick him.
Kick him? For nothing?
Sure, Jug. Kick him right in the ribs.
But the man said this horse didn't like to be patted on the nose. Imagine how he'd feel about getting a kick in the ribs.
Jug,
I'm not going to sit on any poor old horse and kick him when he never did anything to me.
Jughead, will you...
And besides, what if he kicks me back?
Jughead, will you please be quiet?
Who, me?
Yes, you. Now, look, I paid $4 to rent these horses for 1 hour, and I'm not going to waste the whole hour listening to you make speeches about being kind to animals. A little nudge in the ribs doesn't hurt them. And how else are you going to make that horse go?
Push him.
And then hop on while he's running, I suppose. Jug, will you please stop being silly and just kick him a little?
No. All right. He didn't budge.
A little harder.
Okay. He still didn't...
He budged. Slow down. Slow down. Ride him, Jughead. Ride him.
Hey,
Jughead. How do you like horseback riding now?
Not bad now. But for a minute there, I thought I was riding Native Dancer.
Oh, I knew he'd slow down as soon as he got on the bridle path. Yeah, I'm sure glad we decided to do this.
It's a swell day for it, too. What's swell about it? This bridle path is all muddy.
Well, that's from the rain last night, Jug. If it doesn't bother the horse, I don't see why it should bother you. Oh, Jug, just steer around that big mud puddle in front of you. Steer around it now. It's Betty. Whoa, boy. Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa, a little. Whoa.
Archie, Jughead, what on earth are you two doing out here on horses?
That's just what the horses want to know.
Jug, don't be funny. Hi, Betty. We're just going for a little ride, learning how.
Oh, golly, I wish I'd known. I'd have gone with you.
Well, it was one of those last-minute things, Betty. I never thought to ask you. And I didn't even know that you liked horses.
Oh, I love horses. They're my favorite animal. And, golly, you got two awfully nice ones.
Well, you should have seen the wild beasts they tried to give us.
Oh, these are as sweet as can be. Jughead's horse is so pretty. Nice horsey. Nice
Betty, no.
Horsey.
Betty, don't touch him. Betty,
nice
stop. Don't do that, Betty. He doesn't like it.
Golly, I only patted his nose.
Hey, what's he doing? Oh, Archie, help. He's trying to do a somersault.
Jug, don't pull on the reins so hard. That makes him rear
more. Make him get down. Make him get down.
Jug, I...
Lie down, horsey. Lie down.
Jug, don't pull the reins.
No,
Jug,
stop. Make him stop.
Kid, did you get hurt?
No, Archie. This mud puddle is nice and soft.
Golly, Jughead, you're sopping wet.
Sopping? I'm drowning.
Jug,
I'll
would...
catch pneumonia.
Jug,
the horse did it on purpose.
Jug,
I'll drop him in a puddle and see how he likes it.
Jughead, will you please be quiet? That horse didn't dump you in the mud puddle on purpose. If you keep standing here shivering, you will get pneumonia.
What do you want me to do?
Golly, I'm awfully sorry, Jughead. I didn't know.
Betty, never mind the apologies, huh? Just get in your car and drive over to my house and get some dry clothes for Jug, huh? He can't ride all wet like that.
Golly, okay, Archie, I'll go right now.
And hurry.
I will, Archie.
Now, Jughead, Betty will be right back with some dry clothes for you, so just relax.
Oh, I'm relaxed all right, Archie. But you know something?
Yeah.
On second thought, I'm glad I kicked that horse in the ribs before.
Well, let's see. My bathrobe should be right here in this closet. Oh, here it is. Now just put it on and...
Fred, come and get your tea.
In a minute there, I'm putting my bathrobe on.
Oh, come and get it now so you can drink it while it's hot. Your bathrobe can wait.
Oh, fine. All right, the bathrobe can wait, but why can't the tea wait half a second? I don't have to drink it that hot.
Mrs. Andrews, Jughead fell in the mud puddle and needs something to... Golly, there's a bathrobe. That's just the thing for Jughead. Oh, I bet this will keep him warm. Just the thing.
All right. So I'll drink it hot. Oh, that woman wants everything done at the exact second. I still say this tea could have waited till I put my bathrobe on. There. Now, just put my bathrobe on and... Well, that's funny. Mary!
Yes?
What'd you do with my bathrobe?
What bathrobe?
My lounging robe, the one I just got out of the closet.
Well, Fred, I don't know anything about your robe.
Now, Mary, look. Do you remember my asking you where my robe was just a minute ago?
Yes.
You said it was in the hall closet.
Yes.
Well, I got it out of the closet. I brought it back to the chair here. Then you insisted I come get the tea that very minute, so I left the bathrobe here, and when I came back just now, it was gone.
Gone?
Yes, dear, gone. Vanished. Disappeared.
Fred, just what did the doctor say about your nerves?
He said I'd probably crack up unless... Now, Mary, what do you mean, what did he say? I told you what he said. What's that got to do with the missing bathrobe?
Nothing, dear. Not a thing. Now, you just calm down and drink your tea, and I'll look for your robe.
Yeah, but
I will find that robe wherever it is. Just you wait and see, dear.
But it should be right here.
Fred, just drink your tea.
Good grief. What's the matter with that woman all of a sudden? Say, I wonder if she's cracking up.
Shouldn't have gone horseback riding with you. I knew it.
Oh, now, Jug, calm down, huh? Calm down.
Calm down? Here I am standing in the middle of a muddy bridle path, sopping wet, freezing to death, and you tell me to calm down.
Jug, look, there's Betty now. You see, I told you she'd be right back. I told you.
Well, it's about time.
Hi, Betty. Did you get something for Jug?
Yes, Archie, I did. I found this bathrobe in your living room.
Bathrobe? Bathrobe?
Well, yes, it was the first thing I saw.
How am I going to go horseback riding in a bathrobe?
Jug, it's a lounging robe.
Well, what do you think I am? A man of distinction?
Jug,
because I just had a bath doesn't mean I'm going to wear a bathrobe. And that's fine.
Homie, all right, Jughead, all right. So you're not wearing any bathrobes, but I'm not going to take these horses back to the stable now. Not when I paid $4 for a full hour. So just put the bathrobe over your shoulder so you won't catch cold, and we'll go back to my house and get you some decent dry clothes.
But, Archie, what about the horses?
I can't leave them here. And I'm not going to take them back to the stable yet. I guess there's just one thing we can do. Take the horses home with us.
Now, Fred, I couldn't find your lounging robe, so why don't you just wear your old bathrobe? It's just as comfortable.
Mary, I don't care which is comfortable and which isn't. I just want to know what happened to the one I left right here.
No, Fred, it really isn't worth getting so upset about, so why don't you just forget it?
But I...
Fred!
All right, I'll forget it.
Good. Now, drink your tea, and I'm sure you'll feel much better, dear.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'll be in the kitchen if you want.
Yeah, sure. How do I get into these things? Oh, well, maybe Mary's right. I'll just forget it and drink my tea. This stuff is ice cold now. Mary!
Yes?
This tea is cold!
It is? Oh, dear. Well, bring your cup out here, and I'll give you some fresh.
Oh, fine. All right, but I don't know why I had to keep running out there for tea. Can I even sit down for a minute?
Okay, Jim, okay. We'll get you some dry clothes, so just quick ride.
Okay. But what about the horses?
Oh, they're all right where they are, Jug. I tied them to the porch railing. Now, come on upstairs. We don't have much time.
All right, huh?
Fine thing. Tells me to relax. And she keeps me running back and forth all afternoon. Maybe I can sit still now. Oh, that's better. Now for this tea and... What was that? It's funny. It almost sounded like a horse. Funny, there it is again. And it did sound like a horse. Like it was right outside the house, in fact. Now, how could I hear a horse? Good grief. There is a horse out there. Two horses. Right on our front lawn. Mary! Mary! Come quick, there's two horses on our front lawn.
You feel better now, Josh? Yeah, much?
Okay, then let's head back to the stable. We have very little time left now.
Okay. But that horse better not drop me in any more mud puddles.
St. Andrews, what on earth are you talking about? How could there be horses on our front lawn?
But there are, Mary. Two big horses. They're standing right out in the front lawn with their heads over the porch railing. And if you don't believe me, come on over here to the window and take a look for yourself. There, right there. See?
See what?
The two. That's funny. They were right there.
Fred, let me feel your forehead.
Now, Mary, I'm not sick. I tell you, I saw two horses right there. I saw them with my own eyes. In fact, I heard them for 2 minutes before I saw them.
Yes, dear. Well, what color were they?
Same color all horses are. What difference does it make what color they were? They were standing right there, and they were looking around.
Now,
and
Fred, I think I better call the doctor.
Well, call anybody you want to. I saw two big... Doctor, what the dickens for?
Never mind, dear. Just look out the window and see if you can see those horses again. Meanwhile, I'll call Dr. Higgins.
Mary, I am not imagining this. I saw horses.
Yes, dear, of course. You saw horses. Operator, get me Riverdale 493, please, and hurry.
Because they were right over there someplace. They must still be there.
Hello, oh. Dr. Higgins speaking.
Oh, hello, Dr. Higgins. This is Mrs. Andrews. Can you come right over? My husband is seeing horses.
He's seeing what?
Horses, you know, giddy-up, whoa, horses.
Horses? Oh, my. What color?
He doesn't know.
Oh, my. Mrs. Andrews, I was afraid of this. Keep him calm till I get there. I'll be right over.
All right, Doctor, but hurry.
Mary, there isn't a sign of those horses out there now, but they were there, believe me.
Yes, dear. Now, be calm, dear, be calm. Those naughty horses won't come back anymore.
Naughty horses? What do you mean, naughty horses?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Oh, Archie and Jughead.
Hello.
I'm so glad you're here.
Why, Mom?
Mary, I tell you, I swear on a stack of Bibles that
I... Archie, don't get frightened, but your father's seeing things.
Seeing things?
Now, we have to keep him calm till the doctor gets here.
Seeing things? Mary,
we'll help you. Yeah, Archie, shall we tie him up?
Jughead,
don't get dramatic. He's all right as long as we don't let him leave the room.
Mary, I tell you, I am...
Oh, Jughead, answer that.
Okay, Mr. Dan.
Now, Mary, would you please listen? The reason I tell you, I did not imagine any of this. I
yes,
plainly...
Dr. Mrs.
Fine. Well, Dr. Higgins, you didn't have to come.
Oh, calm down, Mr. Andrews. Everything is going to be all right.
I tell you, I knew
what the doctor said.
But I tell you, I saw a horse doctor.
Who's a horse doctor?
No, I didn't mean that. I mean, I plainly and clearly saw and heard two horses.
Our horses? Your horses? Archie, what are you talking about?
Well, Jughead and I were out horseback riding, Mom. And we had to come home for a minute a little while ago, and we tied the horses out front.
You mean there were some real horses out there?
They sure were.
Yeah, Mary, I told you so. I told you so?
Oh, for heaven's sake. We never had horses on the front lawn before.
Looks as if the whole thing was a false alarm, huh?
Oh, but Fred, what about the lounging robe?
That was the truth, too. I had it, and it disappeared.
Yeah, Mom. I'm afraid we borrowed that bathrobe.
You did? Oh, for pity's sake.
And all the time I was afraid Fred was losing his mind.
Well, Mrs. Andrews, your husband certainly seems to have lost nothing more than his temper. And under the circumstances, who wouldn't?
Oh, dear. Jughead, answer that, please.
Okay, Mrs. Andrews.
Oh, Fred, I'm terribly sorry about all this.
I should think you would be. What I want to know, really, is what the dickens was Archie doing on horseback anyway?
Just practicing, Dad.
Practicing?
Uh-huh. You see, Veronica asked me to go horseback riding with her, and, well, I didn't know anything about it, so I figured I'd better learn quick.
It's Veronica, Archie.
Gee, hi, Veronica. I was just talking about you.
Hello, Archie. Hello, everybody. Well, you ready to go, Archie?
Oh, sure, Veronica. Well, you're not going riding in that fancy dress, are you?
What's wrong with this dress?
Well, nothing, but, well, I expected you to be wearing a, you know, a riding outfit.
Riding outfit? To go riding in my car?
In your car? Veronica, I thought you said you were going horseback riding. Why, you told me yourself that you were on your way to get Boots.
I did get Boots. Bootsy Pringle. She's waiting out in the car.
Bootsy Pringle? Bootsy Pringle!
Oh, doctor, quick, do something. Archie isn't the outdoor type.
Now back to Archie. It's later that day, and he's discussing the events of the morning with Jughead.
Well, did you ever take that drive with Veronica, Archie?
No, Jug, I never went after all.
How come? Wouldn't the doctor let you go?
Oh, sure, he let me go. But when I got into that car and started to sit down, I decided not to go.
Another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Jampel and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie is played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Mom and Dad Andrews are played by Alice Sherman and Arthur Cole. Veronica and Betty by Jane Webb and Rosemary Wright. This has been an NBC Radio Network production and was produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. Incidentally, those of you who'd like to see our show can obtain tickets by writing to Archie Andrews, NBC Radio City, New York 20, New York. The tickets will be sent to you as soon as possible. Please allow sufficient time as the demand is heavy. But meanwhile, listen next week at the same time for more of the merry adventures of Archie Andrews. And now, this is Dick Dudley wishing you all a wonderful week till we meet again. So long, everybody!